just do it on a few arrow.
Yeah, or how about I just click? Okay, here's our agenda for this meeting. We're going to start with our opening turbine introductions. We're going to get to know each other a little bit better. Tool training. We're going to, I guess, figure out what to do on this project with our individual roles. We're going to make a project plan and then have some time for discussion and close up the meeting. Okay, here's our project. We're going to make a new remote control that's original, trendy, and also user-friendly. And how we're going to do it is each of us is going to, we're going to have discuss the functional design first. How is it going to be used? What's the actual goal here? It has to operate the TV, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do individual work on that and then meet. Same thing with conceptual design, just the basic overview of the project. And then we're going to do individual work, meet. That's pretty much the whole process for today. And then detailed design, just more in depth, get the actual schematics of the remote. All right. First, we're going to start off by using our tools. And the whiteboard thing, do you guys want to give that a try even though the ink wasn't working, or do you want to do it on here?
I think we should forego the whiteboard since we can't actually see what we're writing.
We'll do it on here.
All right. right now, so we're all going to draw our favorite animal and then sum up our favorite characteristics of that animal. Even if you're not a good drawer like me.
Fine.
You start us off.
I'll go. This is my picture. I drew fish. I like fish because the whole water vascular system thing, it's pretty cool. And they've got a pretty good habitat and they're pretty sometimes. Sometimes vicious, but that's okay.
I wonder if they're piranhas.
Yeah, they're easy, you know. Yeah.
I drew a kitty. It's pretty much impossible to tell that it's a cat.
No,
no, I knew.
It looks like a cat. Yeah, it does look like a cat.
I love cats because they're independent. They pretty much know what they want, they get it, and move on.
I love cats too.
Yeah.
I'm a cat person. I'm allergic to cats.
Aww.
Cats
too.
Oh, okay.
In my next life.
I had a roommate who was allergic, but if she was around my cat forever, she became used to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this summer I just live with cats. It's crazy.
Okay. I drew a badger.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
badger?
I don't know. They're grumpy and nocturnal. And
you didn't suggest something.
Well, they're a little bit like me, yes. And then, she knew Wind in the Willows, badger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if you know Brian Schock. He's a Liverpudlian writer. Salamandastron, like Redwall, that kind of books. Badgers are cool in that one too.
Ideas about this new remote, anything that you can bring to the table for this project?
No.
Yeah. You want to start us off?
And everything being, we have what sound system, TV, DVD, VHS, TiVo. But it's still there, so if we're gonna do it.
It needs to be compatible, because universal remote controls are never universal.
They're never universal. That's right. Especially if you buy a not big product DVD player, say. Usually it doesn't
work. Oh, if it's not like a Sony, if it's like
yeah.
a. I don't know. But at the same time are simple.
Anybody have any experiences with remote controls that they can remember that?
Just bad ones.
What kind of battery would you want to use? AA.
Some, but
double or triple?
Yeah, I guess then it's if we need to do AAA, we can, but most people usually have double A's around.
Yeah. But that has to do with the size of it, too.
Right.
Well, as long as we know that issue is.
Yeah, if we want it to be more thin, then we probably want to go with a triple A.
You can go with a small lithium battery.
It's okay, we don't have to decide about it now, just as long as we remember the type and size.
Mm-hmm.